Before the present situation, it is always a week full of action, be it the European Football Games, the Nigerian Professional Football League actions, or visiting viewing and betting centers just to get the excitement of sporting activities. Now, the story has changed. Stadia, betting shops, football viewing centers, and gym have all become shadows of themselves following the global pandemic, which necessitated shutting down all sporting activities worldwide. In Akure, the Ondo State capital, the popular Akure Sport Complex was deserted, even as the ever-busy sports betting shops located around the metropolis were under lock, owing to the stay-at-home order by the government. Speaking with Radio Nigeria on this scenario, soccer fan and broadcaster Bumi Afuye said the weekend was just bored as he couldn't watch the European games and visit the stadium to watch Nigerian domestic league matches.
Indeed, it has not been easy to do subscription for my cable TV station. For now, I stopped because the main reason I'm doing subscription in the first place has always been about football over the weekend. For me, it's been one dry weekend upon another. Not being able to watch football matches, it's not fun at all.
A passionate sport lover, Mrs. Ola Adilalu, said the current development was painful.
I've missed going to the view centers, I've missed football. So because everything has been moving, whenever I turn on my TV, so I can't really wait for everything to come back to normal.
On his part, a gym trainer and a basketball player, Henry Akinlaja, said although the situation was in the best interest of all, he had since got engaged with training at home to get over the boredom. Also looking at the economic impact, Radio Nigeria caught up with a owner of a sport viewing center, Sheye Bamidele, who shared his concerns.
That's not been easy because you are losing customers. So we subscribe on our channels. People have not been coming to work, but everywhere is just locked down.
Meanwhile, young boys on the streets have resorted to playing football on empty roads in some parts of the state capital. Many of the respondents could not but wish that things get back to normal and quickly too. For Radio Nigeria in Akure, I am Isaac Afolabi.